This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village.
The Universidad de Puerto Rico 2007 Solar Decathlon project is called the Cell House because the team took inspiration from a single cell, which embodies the essence of self-sufficiency. The house fosters a sustainable lifestyle within the considerations of modern living. Transportable, livable, and efficient, the house can evolve to satisfy the changing needs of its inhabitants. The role of the Cell House is to be a generator for sustainable design education on the island of Puerto Rico. What's different? Well, three colleges had one goal. The team comprises students from the College of Business Administration and the College of Engineering from the Mayagüez campus and the School of Architecture of the Río Piedras campus. Nature as a model for design. The design uses the vegetable cell as the primary generator of form. Sustainable materials for a sustainable solution. Sustainable materials are used throughout the house, making this house not only efficient, but also environmentally friendly. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, the cell house merges all of the components of a solar house into one efficient living module. The wall and membrane, made up of a transformable screen and translucent wall, help ventilate and illuminate the house so that the inhabitant can adapt the house to any climate. The nucleus houses all of the things that the cell needs to survive. The nucleus is divided into two submodules, which include accommodations for electricity and water. Each module will be transported separately, which facilitates the assembly process. The bathroom, control panel, battery, and inverter banks, and laundry and kitchen are all part of this core. From this nucleus, the living spaces emerge. The bedroom can be transformed into a large office space, and the living room merges with exterior terraces to help create external living spaces. The solar panels create a pergola that covers the entire footprint. A living machine uses aquatic plants to purify water from the bathroom and kitchen sinks, and a reflecting pond serves as a collector for rainwater, giving life to the terrace. The front garden permits the inhabitants to grow herbs and spices. For heating and cooling, the most efficient, market-available heating and cooling system from Daikin has been incorporated into the house. For lighting, the front facade is made up of CalWall translucent panels, which minimize light pollution and also help reflect the light back into the house. Daylighting is maximized using skylights around the house. Many LED lights have been included to achieve greater efficiency. For power, a plug-and-play design approach was implemented. This was used to reach an optimization level that will allow the required flexibility for this solar house. The photovoltaic system used on the Universidad de Puerto Rico's solar home is rated at 7.7 kilowatts and comprises 35 sun power modules. The Universidad de Puerto Rico has estimated that the cost of the entire project to date is approximately $625,000. Of these costs, 59%, or $369,000, is related to the construction of the house. For more information about the Universidad de Puerto Rico solar home, please go to http://solar.uprm.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.